Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This is a serious beginning today's program because my heart is just, so many things are happening, period. If you're looking more than just yourself, it's everywhere. But on our own shores, it hadn't happened since 9/11. Now, yesterday, in the middle of Patriots Day, on a 26,000-man woman run in Boston, in the Boston Marathon, reportedly a terrorist has set off a bomb, two bombs, three bombs. Actually, I think they put the third one out.
Yeah.
And over three lives have been taken, and it's just tragic. It's totally tragic at what taken place. And I want you to hear what took place reportedly by CBN News, and we'll be right back. Listen up.
America is once again shocked, grieved, and horrified at a vicious attack by what looks like terrorists that took place in Boston. The FBI is looking for suspects in these terrible bombings. They left at least three people dead and more than 140 people seriously injured.
And one of them was an 8-year-old boy who was waiting with his mom and his sister to see his father cross the finish line. Charlene Israel has this look at the hunt for whoever was behind the blasts.
Across the world, major cities are on high alert today. The deadly bombings in Boston leading to a surge in security from Los Angeles to London. In Boston, investigators are trying to figure out who carried out this terrorist attack. The FBI is heading up the case, appealing for any video or still images taken by marathon spectators. Early this morning, officials searched an apartment in the Boston suburb of Revere, Massachusetts. Investigators were seen leaving a home carrying brown paper bags, plastic trash bags, and a duffel bag. On the scene of the explosion, bomb technicians are studying burn marks on bricks and concrete.
They're going to look at the components of the bomb. It will tell them, is this just somebody that put this together over the internet, or is this a bomb maker?
Meanwhile, doctors in area hospitals collect pieces of shrapnel from the injured, also to be examined. Still no word on a motive or any confirmed suspects, but the bombings came on one of Boston's most famous holidays, Patriots Day. This attack is the first successful bombing in the U.S. since the attacks of September 11th. But in an address to the nation, President Obama urged against a rush to judgment, not using the word terrorism.
Make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this, and we will find out who did this, we'll find out why they did this. Any responsible individuals, any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice.
Other White House officials say the explosions are in fact being treated as terrorism. Some lawmakers agree.
Right now it has all the indicators in every aspect of being a Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda-affiliated attack.
The Pakistani Taliban have denied any role in the bombings. As the details around the explosion continue to develop, stories of overwhelming acts of kindness are being reported. Boston residents offering their homes to out-of-town runners. Blood donors showing up in mass to donate to the Red Cross. Some running straight from the race. And rescue workers reacting immediately in the aftermath of the explosion. Charlene Israel, CBN News.
Well, our CBN News terrorism analyst Eric Stackelbeck is with us now from Washington. And Eric, what do these tactics tell us? Is this a lone bomber, or do you think it's something to do with some of the organized terror groups?
You know, Pat, it's tough to say right now, but that is the key question here. Was there an overseas link? Was this a guy or guys who, say, trained overseas in Yemen, in Pakistan, got bomb-making expertise there, then came back here to the U.S.? Were they U.S. citizens? We've heard some reports that this was there's a Saudi who's in custody who may be here on a student visa. We don't know yet, but the big question, I think, is were there overseas links? I think, Pat, that signs, we can't say for sure yet, but signs are pointing to this being an Islamic terror attack. I know there was a lot of talk yesterday about it being tax day. Is this an anti-government extremist? in my experience, Pat, studying this for the past decade plus, when, say, a federal building is hit or an IRS building is targeted, that is more the anti-government type terrorist. With Islamic terrorists, Pat, it's usually indiscriminate violence, like what we saw yesterday, women, children, civilians, with what really appears to be no political point at all. That is a hallmark of Islamic terrorists. Also, the bombs here, Pat, multiple bombs. This is also a hallmark of groups like Al-Qaeda, of Hamas, multiple bombs and ball bearings inside these bombs to kill even more people, maim even more people after the bombs go off. We don't know if there's a link overseas yet to an organized terror group, but it looks in the very least like some kind of lone wolf Islamic terrorist, but not sure yet.
Well, Eric, you know, it's a terrible thing that they do. They blow off a small bomb. People begin to crowd around to see what's happening, and then they blow off a big one that really injures a lot of people. Was it the same tactic here? There were two bombs that went off.
Yeah, Pat, it looks that way. First responders come, as you said, Pat. The first bomb goes off. Everyone rushes to the scene. Then a second bomb is set to go off just a few seconds after the first one. So when everyone kind of runs up to help the people injured from the first bomb, boom, the second bomb goes off. That's what happened yesterday, Pat. And also, as I mentioned, ball bearings inside the bombs. We see this in the Middle East a lot, Pat. Hamas does it in Israel. They'll put ball bearings, or they'll even put nails, wrap them inside these bombs so that when the bombs go off, even more people will be killed by the shrapnel afterwards.
Have you got any report about the injured? I understand there are about 130 people who were injured and some pretty serious stuff.
Pat, I'm hearing horrific, horrific things. People walking around, missing limbs, laying around, missing limbs. It looked like a war zone from what people are saying up in Boston. Looked like an absolute war zone, absolute carnage, blood everywhere, horrific scene, like a scene from war. And really, Pat, it is a war. If this was an Islamic jihadist attack, look, Islamic jihadist 33 years ago, Pat, declared war against us. We are at war. We need to come to grips with that and adjust mentally, psychologically, because terrorism, what happened yesterday, it's all about psychological terror, Pat. This is the face of it, right? Indiscriminate, at a joyous event, the Boston Marathon, women, children, one of the victims, Pat, an eight-year-old boy cheering for his dad. That's the epitome, the definition of terrorism.
There's a young man in custody, I understand, is a student on a student visa who's from Saudi Arabia. Have you got anything about him?
Not much, Pat. You know, he's reportedly 20 years old. We know they searched his apartment up in Revere, Massachusetts, which is a suburb right outside of Boston. So this guy apparently in custody. There were some reports, Pat, that he smelled of gunpowder. So we don't have all the details yet. But the fact that his apartment was searched, and also authorities took several bags of materials out of his apartments. So he's definitely a person of interest right now. But I think the big question, again, I hammer home the point, was there an overseas link? Or look, was this just a small cell of guys in the Boston area, say young Muslims who were maybe radicalized online, inspired by Al-Qaeda online, but no direct links to the group? We've seen many cases like that, Pat. Dozens of arrests like that over the past few years. And remember, this is horrific what happened yesterday, and we even dodged some bullets in the past few years. Think of that Christmas Day underwear bomber, Pat. Mm-hmm. Think of the attempted Times Square bomber 3 years ago. We've dodged some bullets. Unfortunately, yesterday, it caught up to us, and let's hope this is the end of it.
Eric, thank you very much. And again, our hearts go out to these people who were wounded and injured on a joyous day, Patriots Day in Boston. And the Boston Marathon draws people in from all around the world, and about 26 or 7,000 participants, about 17,000, I understand, had finished, crossed the finish line before this bomb went off. But to think that somebody would be so vicious, so evil, as to want to kill little children and maim families who are there rejoicing in a sporting contest on a beautiful day in Boston, it just makes you sick at your stomach. But don't talk to me about religion of peace. No way.
It's amazing how tragic this whole situation is. And if you've been listening to VFN Radio and going to the VFN Torch and at VFNTV.com, clicking on the torch and reading the prophecies. Well, this is a prophecy. The Lord's going to let us know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But it's not a for sure thing. He lets us know if you go this way, this is going to happen. If you go this way, that's not going to happen.
Right.
He says, I put before you blessings and cursings. I put before you a blessed nation or a distressed nation. I put before you, do you want your country? Or do you want me to take it down? Do you want me to fundamentally transform it into more of a tyrannical, you know, do you want me to take it from a Josiah reign to a Jehoiakim reign? And if you haven't yet went to VFN TV and watched Josiah, it's important. This is a tale between two kings. And a war is going on. We've been protected by the hand of God, by the mercies of God. We have been walking so long in the mercies of God. And mercy is this, not getting what we deserve. That is sort of like walking a plank where you don't know if all of a sudden it's just going to end. Mm-hmm. You know, because there comes a point in time when the cup is full. You know, and somebody says, you know, they compare America with some other nation. You can't compare. It's no such thing. It's like apples to oranges. When God blesses a nation and he raises it up and makes it the most prosperous nation ever on the face of the earth and does what he's done to this nation, there's expectations with that. Much is given. Much is expected. I remember a Malawi Christian lady. We were talking to her on a conference phone, and there were several of us around, and whether she knew it or not, she began to prophesy, and she said, Malawi, Africa, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. She said, You've been given much, America. Church in America, and much is expected from you. And then, you know, the prophecy ended. Mm-hmm. And does this 9/11 didn't hurt bad enough for us to say, God, we're yours?
Yeah.
They took our planes over and flew them into our buildings where our sons and daughters and children were going to earn their living that day. And took down two huge towers in our very eyes because the hand of God pulled back just a little bit. And you think that we would have read the word of God where he says, listen, it's not about the people in the Twin Towers. I'm showing you life is not forever. You're going to die, and the judgment seat is coming. If you don't repent, then there's eternal damnation. Mm-hmm. But he loves us enough to just lift his finger just a little bit. Listen, there's people hating on us for years. And as you're noticing, and if you listen to yesterday's broadcast, now we didn't get a chance to talk about it. Today we're going to talk about it. The teacher in New York. Well, she's given an assignment to her kids.
Yeah.
Not her kids, our kids.
Right.
75 of her 10th grade students. Understand this, that we are the object of Satan's hatred. You can't play with darkness. You can't change what God says and say that's God. You can't form a new God and just say, hey, you know, God's changed. No, you've changed. God hasn't changed. We have to adapt ourselves to God. This hurts bad enough. This is deep enough. This hurts bad enough to look. I mean, these young children, I mean, just watching their family run. And they get blown up and their legs or arms get removed off their bodies. And that doesn't stop us. And we still push for laws that are against God. And we still don't repent as a Congress that makes the laws of the nation. And we still continue on in the direction that we're going. The church doesn't wake up And listen, we're not going to change Washington until we, the church, change our heart. Mm. Somebody says, we need to do this, we need to do that. And yeah, we do. But it's not going to work unless we change our heart. This is what we need to do. We need to remember the Lord of our youth. Remember our first love. We need to get hungry again for the presence of God and the glory of God. We have to be willing to change our ways and say, God, I'm going to read your word. I'm moving outside the 81% that don't read your word that says that they're Christians. And I'm going to get back in there because I'm reading it for this reason, not to be religious. I want to find out what you want from me. I want to find out what pleases you. And then we begin to line ourselves up by God's grace with what he says, what his expectations are of us. And that opens the heavens for a blessing, but not only a blessing, but a protection where this evil will not come on our shores. Listen, God's more powerful than anything the devil could do. There ain't nothing, nobody pulled nothing over on God.
No doubt.
What does that mean? That means then, why weren't we talking to God about this? Why weren't we right with God so this doesn't continue to happen? That was like the center of all attention. This is like Patriots Day. You know, it's Boston. Remember the Boston Tea Party and all the things that happened in Boston? And it's like all the cameras are right there. And that's what terror is all about. That's what terrorists, you know, reportedly it's terrorists that have done this. And its goal is to bring terror and bring fear. But the truth is, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. But listen, if you're not walking with God, you have something to fear.
True.
And it's not something happening to you in this life. It's something happening to you in eternal life. Because it's appointed once to die and then the judgment. And listen, the fires of these bombs were horrific and tragic. And it's so bad, I'm willing to repent so it never happens again to someone else in this nation like that.
Yeah.
I mean, how long has this nation gone without stuff like that happening in this nation? Now, all of a sudden, it's like common practices. And our president saying after 9/11, we could take another one of those. We could absorb another one of those. It's like, why do we have to even project that we can lose another 5,000, 4,000, whatever it was, people at, you know what I'm saying? It's like, absorb it. What if you're one of the ones that being absorbed? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
every life counts.
Yeah.
Every life counts. And so I just want to say our prayers go out to the families. This is so tragic to us that we're willing to recheck ourselves with God to make sure that we're right and to pray that God would bring us to a place of repentance, that God would, as we said, end this journey of open sin. And we say, God, we're yours, and to come back to him, because he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, and these things that happen in Boston, that happen in Manhattan, won't happen, because I will heal the land. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.